This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's been about 2 years since a series of reforms went into effect at Julia Tutwiler Prison for Women. The reforms were part of a settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice that found inmates were victims of widespread sexual assault and physical abuse. Part of the reforms involved hiring staff to ensure the changes were being made. WBHM's Esther Chamakhaley spoke to inmates and prison officials to see how the reforms are taking shape.
Some movement going on right now, and it's probably because they're serving lunch.
Wendy Williams is very popular at Tutwiler. The inmates know who she is and why she's there. As Deputy Commissioner for Women's Services, Williams oversees the reform process and rehabilitation programs, which includes Tutwiler's newest amenity.
Here's the beauty salon, Cuts and Curls. I didn't even know y'all had named it Cuts and Curls until just a few minutes ago.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Cuts and Curls came about after the Alabama Department of Corrections, or ADOC, started allowing female inmates to grow their hair long. The inmates suddenly needed a place they could get their hair done, and prison officials said, okay. Inmates love the beauty salon, but they're also excited about other uplifting experiences. Just ask 55-year-old Deidre Crane about pizza and movie night.
This is something nice, be able to watch a movie in peace. And not have five people up there in front of you going, well, you know, I already know what's going to happen. Charlie's going to, you know, this way you actually get to enjoy that movie and you get to enjoy pizza, pizza from the free world.
Crane has been at Tutwiler for about 22 years and she's up for parole this year. She says life before the reforms was rough. She would walk the halls praying to be invisible so the warden and guards wouldn't harass her. But Crane says that's all changed. The women no longer live in fear of prison authority.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And you're not afraid to express how you feel. You're not afraid to say, hey, this is going on. I could go to any officer right now. I would feel just as comfortable talking to any one of them, and I know that I would be safe.
Changes at Tutwiler came about after the U.S. Department of Justice found rampant sexual assault and abuse of inmates and Alabama's failure to hold staff accountable. The DOJ forced the state to make several reforms. Wendy Williams says they started by making policies gender responsive.
So in other words, taking a policy and looking at it through the lens that these are women offenders and not male offenders.
For years, inmates at Tutwiler were subject to cross-gender strip searches, and some male corrections officers would watch while inmates showered and used the bathroom. This created a hyper-sexual environment, according to an investigation by the Equal Justice Initiative. Now, Williams says, bathrooms have partitions and shower curtains, and male guards must give a warning before entering sensitive areas. There's also been a diversity sea change. In the past, the majority of officers at Tutwiler were male, but Williams says ADOC has beefed up its recruiting program.
And put a lot of resources into recruiting female officers for Tutwiler, and we can now report that we have 70% female officers and 30% male officers. So that in itself has made a big difference.
Williams says the shift in officer diversity, coupled with special programming like pizza and movie night, have helped improve morale and inmate self-esteem, which she says is important for rehabilitation. Charlotte Morrison is with the Equal Justice Initiative. She says just having Wendy Williams there to oversee the process is as important as the reforms themselves.
Having someone who is accountable and whose role it is to talk to the women, to find out what the problems are, to be aware when there are certain patterns going on. I mean, that's what we saw. You could spend just a couple days in that prison in 2011 and see what the pattern was.
Morrison says the reforms so far have improved the lives of inmates at Tutwiler, but she says there's still a long way to go. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakhaley.